right, Boots and Salutes, on a Friday morning, you can start things off. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to salute Bo Daniels for going to a new school and being a good boy in school. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. Wanted to boot Prime Minister Trudeau for his comment that it was the market influence that canceled Canada East, or the Eastern Pipeline, when in fact it was changes in the National Energy Board review system at the last minute that canceled it.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to give you guys a really big fat salute, because you don't get enough recognition for the good work you're doing there.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Can I introduce a question to the listeners here on Boots and Salutes? And it involves our Prime Minister, who, of course, has been in town the last couple of days and participated in a town hall meeting at SAS Polytech, Saskatoon campus up on Idlewild Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just reading the story here as it was printed. A fairly clear sign the Liberal Party will likely continue to have problems out west, especially in provinces like Saskatchewan and Alberta, who are the clearest hit from the government's handling of both carbon tax and the Trans Mountain Pipeline, because there were very few people. In the gym, there's probably only a third of the gym that is full or has anybody in it in order to listen to this town hall. And some of the people have been posting on there. Trevor says, Saskatoon, this is embarrassing. This is our Prime Minister. Sarah says, I'm shocked and sorry that this story is apathy in Saskatoon. But somebody else posted in and says, perhaps it seems that we out west are tired of pretending the Prime Minister is actually listening to our problems. What are your thoughts on that? Does that bother you at all, that only a very few people showed up, relatively speaking, for this town hall meeting at SAS Polytech with our Prime Minister yesterday?
Was it advertised? Could anyone go? Or yep. did they screen you before you went?
No, it looks to me like it was advertised. It was generally open to the public.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Doug Ford and boot any media that calls him a power grabber, this, that, and the other thing. They should just report the news. They shouldn't have their opinions. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, about that thing with Trudeau at meeting. I boot the media there, because one picture shows like it looks like the place is full, and then another shot shows that it's empty.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. As far as going and seeing Trudeau, it's really no use. He was asked a question yesterday on why 1-2-3, first him and then LeBlanc and Morneau under the conflict of interest, and he won't answer anything anyhow, so it's a waste of time going to see the little man. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
I didn't hear nothing about that at the town hall meeting.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I got a big boot for all the people that did show up at that meeting there in Saskatoon. Anytime the TV was on at my house, as soon as his picture come on the TV, I shut it off, but I'll keep doing it.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hello, about Trudeau at Sask Polytech. It was actually a closed event for students only, was the email that all the students got, and you had to show your student ID number to go. So I know I had the invitation to go, but I've seen so many of the interviews that he had, especially the one that the most recent one back in Quebec and the controversy it caused there, and I sure didn't want to be a lady getting sent away in handcuffs.
Interesting. Okay, I did not know that. Thank you for the update.
Good
That's
morning.
Very interesting.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see our Prime Minister in Saskatoon. My goodness, what a wonderful person.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm a staff member at SAS Polytech, and unfortunately, yesterday, the presentation, staff were banned from going there. My students went, but I wasn't allowed to go. Thank you.
Staff couldn't
yes.
attend?
Correct. I was turned away.
Wow.
Because my card had staff written on it, and I wasn't the only one.
Wow, that's interesting. Well,
thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to boot the weatherman.
I agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I wonder, nobody would want to go in and listen to that little fella. All he does is tell a whole bunch of lies, never answers a question directly, and then if you persist on it, then he calls you a racist and stuff. So maybe he's starting to find out what the West is all about. And people should start realizing that the only way they can make a difference is voting day. Be there. Vote.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I don't have a boot. I don't have a salute. I don't have a complaint. I just have to say it's a great day to be alive.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. The SAS Polytech, actually only certain few students got invites through email.
Oh, so it wasn't all the student body?
No, I have two children there, and either one of them got an invite, and I heard that none of the trades got invited. And then they put on Instagram yesterday morning that it was open.
Oh, last minute they opened it up.
At last minute, yes. To get your, you had to go pick up your tickets at lunchtime.
Wow. I'm interested. I'd be interested to know what the strategy was. What kind of group they were attempting to, you know, what they were attempting to accomplish with this town hall.
Yep.
Thanks for
for the call. Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I just want to salute the fact that the hot air has left Saskatoon, the Liberals, and now it's cool this morning.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, I salute the guy with all the complaints and the boots about Trudeau there. I salute the guy for it's a great day to be alive. No kidding.
Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. I like to boot all the farmers.
Salutes.
Good morning. Liberals again, all smoke and mirrors.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got a boot for Justin Trudeau and a salute for the Riders. Let's go, Riders.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, if we can't beat the East in the next election, just separate, and we'll be better off. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. That's so intriguing, though, hey? Like, I knew that they do pick the audience. And again, every political party does that. It's not just the Liberals. It's not just the Prime Minister. Everyone wants to fill the house with people that are going to be supportive of them, right? They're putting the event on. They're paying the cash for it.
Well, maybe the fact that there was only that many people showed up. I hope that somebody is reading between the lines on this. That's all I'm saying. Right? Let's not pretend that everything is both hunky and dory.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot anybody who voted for the Liberal.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'm a farmer, and I want to boot myself for not taking the crop off.
Yeah, but that's only because the weather won't let you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, let's have a positive ending to this, like, go Huskies, go Riders.
there you go. Well, you know what? I think you took the words right out of my mouth. Huskies saluting Brian Towers. A big salute to the Huskies and, of course, the Husky alumni putting on a big weekend to just say thanks, BT, to a guy that
deserves it.
Yeah, almost four decades worth. So it's going to be a fantastic evening. Griffith Stadium, the place to be. We've got our Club 600 seat experience to give away later this morning for that. So a big salute to Brian Towers. A big salute to the Huskies and the Husky alumni again for all that they have done in putting this weekend together. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we will get to the Sask Melk Cash Cow. We've got Legendary Country from Brian White and Kenny Chesney coming your way. A trip to Hollywood, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Boots and Salutes this morning brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.